If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hello everyone, this is Renita Ahura, creator of Shadow Realm and the Aria Chronicles series. Today I will be delving into the mythology woven into the story and its characters. Any classical hero's journey includes the idea of a mentor. And as I was creating Shadow Realm, it was important to me to create a mentor for Arya. Remember, Arya is a young boy. He is 15 going on 16. He is at a stage in his life where he rejects home. He rejects his parents, his mother. Your mother really is your first guru. And she was. This was definitely the case in Arya's life. But when you come to a stage where you begin to reject the sense of identity and you step outside to further define your own identity that is separate from what you have been taught at home, it is important to seek out solid mentors. In Vedic times, this was done for young boys because they were sent from home to train with their guru. For reasons related to all of this, it was important for me to really develop a mentor character for Arya, and that is the Rishiji. Rishi Vishvamitra is a well-known character from Vedic mythology. He used to be a king before he actually became a Rishiji. So a Raja Rishi, or a royal sage, is what he was before he renounced his kingdom and his royal status in order to become a sage. But equally importantly, in the Ramayana, Rishi Vishvamitra is also the guru of Ram and his brother Lakshman. Ram and Lakshman lived with Rishi Vishvamitra, who trained them in the warrior arts. He gave them the knowledge of the Devastras, or the celestial weaponry. He trained them in advanced warfare techniques, spirituality, and he guided them to destroy powerful forest demons like Tadak and Marich and Subahu. He was also instrumental in leading Ram to the Swayamvar ceremony, where he actually selected Sita to become his wife. Rishi Vishvamitra is a very important person in the life of Ram and in the story of the Ramayana, which is why I wanted to have this selfsame character also be Arya's mentor and his guru. In the Gurukul system, when young boys traditionally were sent to live with their guru to receive their formal education, where there were three aspects of training that were really important. One, the understanding of mother and parents as your first gurus. Two, the respect that is given to your formal guru, your teacher. And three, a respect and understanding of the ancient texts, because really this is the source of the knowledge. And this is why for children who are brought up in South Asia, there is this underlying thread that exists in every single household of come what may, you absolutely respect your elders because they are your gurus, and you respect your parents above everybody else. This is where this tradition comes from. It sounds stereotypical in some ways now, but this is where it comes from. Especially when we are young adults, our brain is not fully developed yet, and we are still in the learning phase, yearning for independence, yearning to go out there, seek our fortune and define our identity. It becomes even more important to have very strong and very solid mentors, teachers, gurus. For Arya, this was definitely the Rishiji, which is why we will see the Rishiji appear and then disappear and then reappear like the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland, right through the journey of Arya through these chronicles. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed learning all about the mythology that inspired Shadow Realm.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.